The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report with Dom and Charles.
Now, Charles, we've not talked much about the war in the Middle East, the Israel-Hamas war, as some call it, the ongoing firebombing of the kids of Palestine, as others call it, an unforgivable assault against Israel, which justifies all of this, as others call it. Have I missed all the angles? Have I got them all?
I think that's basically it. I feel like you haven't waded into, you know, the controversy around whether genocide is justified or not. I feel like that's an angle that
how
that's
far
out there.
Does the right to defend your country?
What
point in the demolition of another country do you no longer?
Yeah. I mean, how far? Like, how genocidal is genocide when it's justified?
Well, also, is it an all or nothing? Can you be a bit genocidy?
These are
complicated questions.
You go up to the line of genocide, but not over it.
Genocish. I don't know. These are the kind of questions in which we're not entirely qualified to comment. Which normally doesn't stop us. The risk of cancellation does. But no, I mean, everyone's got a perspective on this.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think there is a perspective that I want to bring to the table today, Charles.
Oh, yeah.
That's not my perspective, because I'm no expert in the Middle East.
No.
All right, and I want to acknowledge that, right? This is not something my family does not have any roots there, I think, nor does yours.
Mm.
It doesn't affect us personally, except to the extent that we empathise with people getting killed.
Well, except to the extent that bombing children...
I mean, we have children.
...is, you know, it's not a great vibe.
No, the sort of raping and killings generally considered bad in any circumstance, right?
Yep.
So let's get a perspective, though, that I think hasn't been showcased enough.
Oh, you've got a fresh angle.
I have a fresh angle.
Oh, wow.
And not only is it a fresh angle, it's a fresh angle from someone who is clearly one of the leading commentators on the Middle East today.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right.
And it involves, I think, the most Australian perspective on all of this, which is, won't somebody think about the property values in Gaza?
Oh, this is going to be tasteful.
Let's get into it after this.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Charles, there's one voice I can't believe no one's noticed. It's been silent for several years now during this period.
Oh, yeah.
And it is the voice of the leading expert in the whole world on the Middle East.
Oh, like Edward Said or
No, he's a bit old-fashioned. The man who was charged with fixing the Middle East, and I think it's fair to say, did.
Oh, okay. So
the leader of all of the Middle East.
Oh, is it like Bill Clinton or something like that? Yeah, this is some sort of misdirect, isn't it?
No, it's not a misdirect. It's the man who was personally charged by the President of the United States with fixing the Middle East and with getting peace between
Henry Kissinger?
Israel and Palestine and the other nations in the region. If I say to you the Abrahamic Accords, does that ring any bells for you?
The Abrahamic Accords.
This is it's a major piece of diplomacy, Charles. I can't believe the Nobel Peace Prize wasn't given for this. Are you forgetting the contribution?
What? I don't know.
Getting even around the table?
What era? Like,
recent.
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 Okay. Oh, so is it John Kerry or something?
No.
I don't know.
It's Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner, who coincidentally was the son-in-law of Donald Trump, is Jewish, and so he's the only person Donald Trump knew who was able to in any way
honest
be involved.
Honest broker.
Yeah. And so the Abraham Accords were brokered by Jared Kushner. He spent a lot of time, by Jared Kushner standards, which meant at least 10 minutes getting involved. And look, to be fair, he did actually achieve a few things. Like, Jared Kushner was charged with fixing about 8 things by Trump.
Yeah.
I think this is the only one he made any progress on at all from memory.
Right.
And he did manage to get relations normalised between Israel and the UAE. I'm just checking here because I'd forgotten. And Israel and Bahrain.
That's right. And actually, didn't he set Israel and the Saudis on a path towards chatting.
Yes, he did. And even Israel and Sudan as well. So and Morocco. So, in fact, he brokered a lot of deals with Israel and the less hard countries of the region.
Yeah,
basically.
And essentially, therefore, isolating Iran and all the Iranian allied parts of the Middle East.
Hmm. And Hezbollah.
Yeah, which then enraged them because the Arabic states started to, you know, at least their leaderships started to, in some ways, abandon the Palestinian cause in favour of cushy oil deals and stuff like that.
Kushnery oil deals.
Yeah, right.
And
okay,
Jared Kushner, to his credit.
So in some ways, Kushner, you can draw a direct line between Kushner and what's happening in Gaza right now.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, right,
and
okay.
The question I don't know
to this guy.
The question I don't know the answer to, Charles, is what state those agreements are in, given what Israel's been doing lately, and whether the normalisation of relations has been followed by a re-abnormalisation of relations.
Yeah,
Because, again, I'm not an expert. I don't know.
No, so yeah, we're not commenting.
But the point is, Jared Kushner does know,
okay?
He was in charge of so many. I mean, I'll find the list of things he was in charge with. There are a great many of them, and this is the only thing he did anything on. But this week, he finally weighed in.
Oh, yeah.
And the world was really waiting to hear from
exactly.
Jared Kushner.
Yeah.
And, look, so many good insights. And the first insight, the thing I want to focus on, Charles, that has not been discussed, is the very valuable potential, as he said, of Gaza's waterfront property.
In Gaza's waterfront property, it could be very valuable to if people would focus on kind of building up livelihoods. You think about all the money that's gone into this tunnel network and into all the munitions. If that would have gone into education or innovation, what could have been done?
You see a genocide, you say. Others see an intractable disaster in a bombed-out land.
Oh.
Where Jared Kushner sees rubble, he knows you can build on rubble.
Oh, my God. Yes.
It's a land clearing exercise.
And the thing is, actually, it's probably simpler if everyone's dead because you don't have anyone getting in the way opposing your DA.
Well, yeah, there's no DA process. That's certainly true. Gaza's waterfront property could be very valuable if people would focus on building up livelihoods. And he was interviewed by Harvard's Professor Tarek Massoud of the Middle East Initiative that they have there. And he was also very disappointed that Hamas had spent all that money on tunnels instead of education and innovation, but presumably also skyscrapers.
Well, I think it's very tasteful of Jared Kushner to be talking about property prices when people are literally dehydrating to death in Gaza. You know, there are babies
who are
dying of malnutrition.
Yeah, but he's got a solution. Don't worry about it. He's got a plan.
Oh, right, okay.
He's going
to
get them out. Okay. He's going to get everyone out of Rafah.
Right.
That's what he wants to do. He thinks Israel should just immediately get everyone out of Rafah.
Yeah.
So you can clean up the whole thing and turn it into a nice property enclave, presumably.
Sort of like the Miami of the Middle East.
Yes, it can be. You know that island in Florida where all the billionaires live?
Yes.
That could be what Gaza becomes.
Yes.
You know where
this
he wants to...
This is just so horrible.
He doesn't want
this
to kill the Palestinians, Charles. He wants to relocate them...
To
the Negev Desert. Because dehydration's best solved by putting them in the desert.
This is just horrible. This is the worst...
No, he's got a plan. Don't worry.
Okay.
He wants to bulldoze something in the Negev. He doesn't say what. He just says, but in addition to that, I would just bulldoze something in the Negev.
Just like, is there much in the Negev to...
I don't know that there's much there. Look at it on Google Maps while we're talking.
Presumably there are people living there you got to get rid of.
I just love the quote. The self-awareness is incredible. He said, I'm sitting in Miami Beach right now and I'm looking at the situation and I'm thinking, what would I do if I was there? And of course, it is true that if Jared Kushner was there, it's what his family does.
Yeah.
He would try and build luxury property.
Yes. Condo. The condo-led solution to...
Absolutely.
See, this is what all the great thinkers about the Middle East have never considered.
Yeah.
Is the property development. Development angle to this whole, that's the Gordian, to cut the Gordian knot.
I mean, Gaza could be the new Dubai, couldn't it? It could be the new Qatar. Well,
so wait a minute, but like, what about the people who were living there? Like, shouldn't
they? No, they're in the desert. They're in the desert.
But, I mean.
They're safe and they have jobs.
But,
he says
so
that they can have jobs
in the
desert.
Why would they be happy about that? Well, why would they be happy about being moved from their home? into the desert so that other people can make be in condos. Gaza. I don't understand.
Well, he's got some thoughts about the future of Gaza. We'll cut in some of this audio, but I'm sort of paraphrasing what he said. These are direct quotes from Kushner here. Okay. Masood, the expert, the actual expert, asked him.
But also there are real fears on the part of Arabs, and I'm sure you talk to a lot of them, who think once Gazans leave Gaza, Netanyahu's never going to let them back in.
Maybe.
This is the really interesting insight that he has, okay? With his deep knowledge of the situation.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I'm not sure there's much left of Gaza at this point. So, you know, if you think about even the construct, like, you know, Gaza was not really a historical precedent, right? It was the result of a war, right? You had tribes that were in different places, but then Gaza became a thing.
So he says, you don't really need Gaza.
You don't really.
So I think he's viewing this as a new opportunity for Israeli developers. Charles, I don't know if you've ever built a giant condo tower, but you clear the land first. And if there's one thing Israel's been doing, it's horrible. Clearing the land. Come on, you can't dispute that. That land is cleared, baby.
What if, as a compromise, all the condos that are built adhere to the new Max Chandler-Mather method?
Oh, okay.
Where they've got to be low cost, you know, for middle class Australians.
That's not a bad idea. It's not a bad, I think that could be very good.
I think this is terribly.
This is awful.
I'm just trying to. I feel like what we should do is. Like acknowledge that this is the angle that we've taken, right?
For this episode. But Charles, we don't know as much about the Middle East as Jared Kushner. You think it's awful, okay. And I think it's awful, but I've never been the president's envoy to the Middle East trying to solve the problem, have I?
Yeah, you're right. Like, who am I to comment on how horrific what he's saying?
Because if there's one thing we can learn from Jared Kushner here,
let's
just take a moment to think about what that might be.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The Chaser Report. News you know you can't trust.
The one thing we can learn from Jared Kushner that I think we've been observing quite well on the podcast is that it's not wise to comment on a situation when you know fuck all about it. Can I share with you his summary of the situation?
Okay,
this is his snapshot.
Okay.
He says,
It's a little bit of an unfortunate situation there.
It is an unfortunate situation. I think that was in the ICJ.
Yeah. That's right. A special rapporteur.
Case against.
Médecins Sans Frontières report is called. Yeah. It's a little bit of an unfortunate situation.
But I think from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out and then clean it up.
Clean it up. What is that implying?
Ethnic cleansing? I don't know. What kind of cleansing are you talking about?
Yeah, there's no implying there. There's just explicitly saying it, isn't it?
Jesus.
So, I mean, that is horrific. And he's going to end up being in power again.
Well, this is the thing. Okay, so Ivanka and Jared have not endorsed Trump. They don't go to his events. What they do is they sit in their little... So they moved down to Florida to be near him. They left New York because everyone hates them there now for obvious reasons. I don't know whether you've seen it. There's this special island that only rich people can live on in South Florida where they've got some sort of, you know, waterfront property next to other rich people.
Right.
It's like this little island with a causeway that you can't get to unless you're a billionaire, basically.
I feel like if we're looking for places to rehouse people in Gaza, maybe that's where... We should be looking.
But Charles, we'd have to raise it to the ground.
Exactly.
First, possibly with an aerial bombing campaign.
And maybe, you know, get rid of all the civilian, like, and clean it up.
You could move Jared Kushner to the Negev Desert.
That's a great idea. That's a great plan. And look, it might be a bit of an unfortunate situation for them.
It could be an unfortunate situation. Let me just see where the Negev Desert is.
I feel like what goes around comes around. Like, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
That's not the way Jared Kushner has ever seen anything in his life.
But I'm sitting here.
A
long way away from the thing. And I'm asking myself, what would I do? And my answer is I would bomb that island to the ground.
You find a place. See, we joke, Charles. But it is, as you mentioned, Jared and Ivanka haven't done anything yet. They haven't endorsed Trump or anything, but you can bet that the moment he's president again,
yes,
they will go straight back, and Jared Kushner will go straight back to the Middle East and start doing these deals. And can I just remind everybody, having written a book about the Trump family called Trumpedia, which is, I don't think you can find a copy of it, but it was actually quite a good book. I researched Jared. It's an amazing, the Jared Kushner story is an amazing story of mediocrity being paid for by his daddy, like his place in Harvard. Anyway, he will go there and cut deals to get the Qataris or the Saudis or whoever it is to bail out his family company.
Yes.
Because whatever you say about Jared, he's one person with Jewish heritage, a very devout Jew, who is happy to take money from Arab countries,
yes,
to bail out his family properties. He's done, yes, it on multiple occasions.
Wow. So that's our future. I feel like you've predicted our future.
Yeah.
I feel like this could almost be an episode of Welcome to the Future.
It even is. Though it's it is. Not, you know. Well, all you need now, I think the other factor that we haven't factored in yet is MBS, who's very close to Jared Kushner.
Yes, they are. They did the org together, didn't they?
Yeah.
Or was that Trump?
Oh,
MBS.
I don't know.
I'm sure they've also cut up a few journalists.
But probably. Yeah. So that's what will happen.
The bone saw.
Is when you see Gaza, you see a humanitarian tragedy and tens of thousands of people slaughtered. Yeah. But what you don't see is another place where MBS could build an amazing building. We've featured a few of these. There's the line that they're doing.
Yes.
There's the giant cube.
Yep.
What could they build in Gaza?
Well, I wonder whether, because it's waterfront, you're saying.
Yeah, of course it is.
Alan Jones is selling his place.
Oh, let's bring him in. The one thing this damn site needs.
Alan Jones is selling his place in the toaster. There's rumours that he's not. Like, he's denying that he is.
That's what you say when you are, though, isn't it?
But the whole point is, there's all of these people have been made to sign NDAs to go and do the inspections.
Yeah, like, you've been.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I was the first one in there.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
With our podcast.
Obviously, I can't say what it's like.
No.
Because signed an NDA.
Oh, yeah, shit, I just broke the NDA, damn it.
But, yeah, so he's selling up. He needs a waterfront place. I presume he wants to be outside the jurisdictional reach of Australia.
Just in case he's unfairly locked up for things he definitely didn't do. And he hasn't sued for defamation yet over that, has he? I'm sure he will soon.
Oh, I'm sure
he
will.
So his claims can be tested in court.
Yeah, but, you know, on the off chance he doesn't want to be in an extraditable jurisdiction, I imagine Gaza is pretty like, I don't imagine
you wouldn't call it Gaza, Charles, because of the brand damage.
Oh, right. What would you call it? Miami 2.
No. Maybe we need to turn the brand around, a bit like the Trump brand needs turning around.
Oh, yeah.
Here's three words that I think are a comprehensive vision for the future of the region.
Yep.
Where everyone wins, whether you're an Israeli property developer,
yep,
or a Palestinian who can have a minimum wage job looking after rich people. And that's a path to peace, right?
Yep.
Gaza Strip Mall. A giant one. Yeah. The biggest one ever built.
Yep. I love it.
Everyone knows the words Gaza Strip, but they don't think about luxury shopping destination.
And the slogan could be a bit of an unfortunate situation.
Oh, dear.
Our gear is from Road. We're part of the Iconoclast Network, and I don't think we'll be back tomorrow.
No, Charles, I must say, though, it did occur to me. I've spent so much time looking at and being bemused by Jared Kushner.
Mm.
It's been years since I've thought about the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, so good to have him back.
All your knowledge is going to be really useful again.
Oh, my God. It's been fun doing the podcast anyway. Sorry about the cancellation.
Yeah. Oh, well.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.